Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm glad you're here. Marcia Egan is with us. She's our good friend, the founder and CEO of the professional coaching firm, the Egan Group. She is recognized as one of the leading authorities on email productivity. She's the author of the book Inbox Detox, and she's here to talk to us about something that maybe an assault being made on the whole email system, and we'll see what she says. Marcia Egan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, nice to be back.
It's good to have you back. Marcia, say it ain't so. Facebook, you know, is Facebook making an assault on email?
Well, Facebook has come out with the ability to essentially compete with all the other email clients in the world, and they just announced it in the last week or so. And what it is essentially the ability for people to use their Facebook accounts to send some email.
Wow. Now the problem with tell us how it works before I give my opinion. Tell us how it works.
Well, I haven't used it yet, so I can't say from personal experience, but what everyone's saying is that once you log into Facebook, you're going to be able to send email to any of the people you're connected with that where the profile has any information, such as their telephone number or their Facebook profile,
right,
et cetera.
But what's the difference in that and a direct message? I mean, on Twitter, I can send you a direct message. Nobody else knows about it. What's the difference in that and what I can do on Twitter?
Well, the difference is you can send a video. You can send, on Twitter, you have only 140 characters that you can use. But with Facebook, one of the assets about it is that there is unlimited bandwidth, and there's no restriction on the size of the message,
right,
that you can send. And so, what it really is it's kind of like IM, you know, instant messaging,
right,
on steroids. Through your Facebook account.
But how would you attach a video? Would you just send a link? You wouldn't be able to drop a file in, would you? You'd have to incorporate whatever you attached or sent would have to be something in the cloud, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Although that still takes up bandwidth to send.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
it's interesting because what's nice is there are only 500 million people on Facebook, so chances are a lot of the people that you want to communicate with can be communicated with.
Right.
What they don't have that is very interesting is they don't have the ability to send CCs, which we call carbon,
right,
copies.
Right.
I mean, we're not using carbons at all
so
anymore.
So it's not a real productive tool. It's more of a – it's really more instant messaging than it is a full email client.
Yes, I said it's kind of instant messaging on steroids.
Yeah.
The other thing is it doesn't allow you to put a subject in. So it's essentially a conversation thread, and you can read conversations from – in other words, if you and I are talking, all of yours will show up kind of in the same block rather,
right,
than me having to sift through my email,
right,
or search on your name
so
to find
be
out.
That's handy.
Yeah. It's very interesting. I my hat is off to Mark Zuckerberg and the Facebook people for putting this thing together. But the thing that comes up is this good for business?
Mm-hmm.
And it really, I think it's great for your social network. But as far as a business tool, it really doesn't have the capability to go into Exchange servers and things like that. If I would send you an email to your Facebook account from my business Exchange server, Facebook wouldn't know who I was.
Right.
And so there's some obvious downside to it. I think it's kind of a genius on the side of Facebook because I think it's going to keep people more on their site longer and more.
Well, I don't see it catching on as a business tool because my email client is just so handy to be able to drag and drop and CC or blind copy or whatever. It's just so darn productive. There are a few things that I've ever worked with in my life that's been as handy as email has been. I don't see it currently structured supplanting email.
And I agree with
for
you
businesses.
On that. And that's kind of the difference. And I think when it was designed for what they called seamless messaging,
yeah,
and to be for people to have a conversation history, because other than if you intentionally delete it, it's always there, so you
right.
can see what back and forth there is.
So,
and they're calling it kind of a social inbox.
So basically, if I understand this correctly, whereas if you and I are talking on regular Facebook, everybody who's part of our community can see that. But if I understand the way that all this works, and I'm not a Facebook expert, although I am there, you know, I am there, and I do go on, you know, some, but I'm not I don't live there, but in the, what you're talking about with the email is something that would be private between you and me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I could see where that would be a good parallel universe of communication, so to speak.
Yeah, it is, and therein lies the whole conundrum, because one of the issues that I deal with every day with my clients is the overwhelm and the information overload.
Right.
And I guess my question is this helping or hurting it? And Jim, I'll tell you what, one of the things that I'm a life coach, I'm an executive coach, and mm-hmm. we spend a lot of time with what's important in your life, and family and friends are important.
There's no question.
So this capability might actually enhance that side of your life. The challenge with it is that we have lives outside of our social network.
Yeah.
Now,
Marcia, some people do, but you and I both know. You and I both know some people don't.
Well, actually, all of this social networking stuff has been actually quite good for shy people.
Yeah.
It's good for kids relating to grandparents.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Introverts.
I got grown kids that I can't always get on the phone, but I can go and see if I can text them or message them on Facebook or something. Hey, hold on to that thought. Hold on that thought, Marcia. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Marcia Egan is our guest. She's the author of Inbox Detox. She is a life coach. She is an email expert. And now she's a Facebook email expert. We're going to take a quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Joe Cocker to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.